Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time ever in this format, we have three Game 3 elimination games in the wild card round. It's a perfect time to head up to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, I assume you're already at Wrigley Field where the Padres will be playing at 5 o'clock Eastern time. So, how are you feeling about, let's start there, how are you feeling about the Padres, Yu Darvish on the bump for San Diego?
I feel good about Yu. I think he's thrown the ball a lot better his last five starts. And if there's any kind of evidence that he can come out here today and have a good game, I think we've seen in the last five games, kind of similar to the way we saw Dylan Cease throw the ball well. Mm-hmm. Down the stretch and come out yesterday and really put together, you know, three and two-thirds innings of good baseball, good pitching.
Tony, both the Cubs and the Padres' bullpens have been taxed through these first two games, no off days, of course. Which bullpen are you worried more about holding up today?
I think the Padres' bullpen is deeper. I think they have more guys. Now, the question I think will be, how much trust does Mike Schilt and Ruben Neal have in those guys? Because there's certainly, in terms of stuff-wise, I think the Padres have the advantage in terms of arms. But as you mentioned, you know, Adrian Mortehone has gone back-to-back days. Mason Miller has gone back-to-back days. Not only have they gone back-to-back days, they've gone multiple innings. And so I assume those guys will be available for a short stint, if so. But I do think the Padres have the advantage in terms of the depth of their bullpen.
Were you guys surprised the Cubs handled Game 2 the way they did? And obviously, right, Steele's been out a long time, then the kid Horton goes down. But were you surprised they went with Kittredge and then Imanaga? Like, what were sort of the Padres thinking about the way the Cubs sort of approached that game?
Jason, I'll tell you, I think I was surprised. You know, we had heard that was how they were going to go in, but – you know, when Counts kind of announced that's the way they were going, I was surprised. I thought it spoke a lot to how they felt about Imanaga and how he finished the season.
Yeah.
They clearly were trying to avoid the Tatis and Machado matchup early. And, you know, the irony is that it ended up putting up a run anyway. Yep. Without him being out there. So, I was a little bit surprised, but it sounds like everybody's got their playbook fully open and willing to go any route.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr.'s Inside Access here on The Fan. Tony, let's stay in the National League. Dodgers took care of business against the Reds. So how do you see this matchup with the Dodgers and Phillies, which starts on Saturday?
Ooh. Yeah, this is going to be a great one. I think these two teams match up very well against one another. I think I would give the leg up to the Phillies. Yeah. I think their starting pitching is just – it's just better. It's just better than pretty much everybody else in the tournament. The question will be what the Dodgers are going to do about that bullpen. They've been able to kind of navigate not having to worry about it in these first two games as they took care of business offensively. But as you start to face better starting pitching, those runs aren't going to be as easy to come by. You don't know if you're going to see an eight spot put up against the Philadelphia team with this starting pitching. And so I think it's going to boil down to how the Dodgers can put runs up against the Philly starters and maybe be able to dictate how they kind of use their bullpen from that point on.
And a lot was made of the Dodgers' issues with, well, look, they had no starting pitchers, right? They ran out of starting pitchers. They were trying whatever to patch it up, and then the bullpen was a problem all year. But I also feel like, Tony, they were, the other underlying problem with them is that they were kind of no-shows on the road. Like, they didn't travel that well. Like, they beat up on the Rockies, but they were not a good road team, and now they're growing cross-country against a team with a serious playoff pedigree in an environment that is a pretty riotous playoff baseball environment. I just wonder if it's as simple as Phillies hold serve, and you know what I mean? They keep being who they are at home, and the Dodgers keep being who they are on the road, and that's enough to end their season.
That very well could be the case, but I will throw this in there. The fact that Mookie Betts is a different guy right now than he was really at all season long, I think changes the offensive outlook for the Dodgers, even when they're on the road. And you got a guy like Mookie Betts hitting, you know, 250 throughout the course of the season. That's going to make you kind of an average Joe when you go on the road. But when you got a guy who's swinging the bat as hot as he is right now, and you go on the road, that is a weapon. It is a weapon in the same way it is for the Padres to have Manny Machado. And so I think he can maybe change the way that has looked throughout the course of the year. But you're right, the Dodgers just haven't played well on the road really all year. They'll have to change their fortune here in this series against Philly.
Let's get to the first game of today, Tony. Tigers taking on the Guardians. The Guardians broke through in the eighth inning yesterday, but boy, the Tigers had plenty of opportunities, man. 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. How do you see that game playing out today?
That's been a great series. I mean, a lot of opportunity, both sides. You mentioned the Guardians able to kind of blow that game open yesterday. Richard, those teams are so well matched up, it's going to come down to one of those type of deals. If you're not capitalizing on opportunities in the postseason, you're generally going to lose those games. You just can't leave them out there as often. Now, I've seen it here in this Padres series. They lose game one virtually because they couldn't get a runner in from third less than two outs twice, and they lose by two. And so those small things come this time of year really determine the outcome. I think it'll be no different in that game, Guardians and Tigers.
Tony, let's finish this round. Of course, the nightcap tonight, and that's the Yankees hosting the Red Sox. Two young pitchers starting in this game. Who do you like in this one?
I like the Yankees. I do. I thought their energy yesterday with Rice and Chisholm back in the lineup seemed to kind of, you know, accelerate things for them in that ball game. And so, I imagine that same energy is going to be. I like the young starter for the Yankees a little bit better. He's got a heavy, heavy fastball, and I just like the way the Yankees have bounced back that second game. I think they got the momentum.
Three games today, including Padres at Cubs. That's a 5 o'clock Eastern start. You can watch on ESPN. I heard Tony, you guys on the MLB Network radio driving home yesterday, the end of Cubs and Padres game two. So look forward to hearing a little of that again tonight. Tony Gwynn Jr., thank you as always for your time.
You guys have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Coming up next, all the young dudes. And we've been talking for a long time, and so have players that have left, players that are still here, that this team needs leadership. But nah, that's not what Tony Manzalino had to say at the press conference on Monday. Does this team have internal leaders? We'll hear what he had to say and comment next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.